Second chapter of St. John. Are you there? Amen. All right. I'll read kind of slow because there's all kinds of good stuff in here. And if I read real fast, I'm liable to miss a good break there to talk. And so I want y'all to just focus along with me and see how many sermons you see in this. And if you got one better than mine, let me know. Hallelujah. The third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now, this is in my text, but I'll just show you some neat stuff already, isn't it? A marriage, and the mother of Jesus was there. Man. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. Pretty interesting. And when they wanted wine, now I think I need to say something right here. If you get your mind in the wrong kind of wine, it's going to ruin my sermon, I'll just tell you. Now I don't know. And I know, now listen, I hope you don't take this wrong, Brother Prescott. Don't hold this against me, okay? And he's had lots of practice with that. But now I was raised around some of that kind of wine. And you can't convince me that the Son of God's first recorded miracle was creating that drunk as a skunk wine. I don't believe it, do you? I don't care how many years of theology, amen, you ain't going to convince me that he created a bunch of fermented, amen, because you'll read this and they've already drunk all kinds of wine. So if it had been the real deal, so to speak, how many knows what I'm talking about? It'd be like my old uncle used to come in and sit down on the end table and put the lampshade on his head. That's not what they were doing at that wedding. Can I have you Bible school students say amen right here? Amen. They're backing me in this. You had to get that before I went on any further. Here's what it said. When they wanted wine. When they wanted wine. Now, I'm going to get down here and preach right at the close of this. But I want to see, do you see a sermon there? There's a craving here, a want. Amen. Something has ran out that is important to them at this gathering. Anybody in here have a want for wine? You're afraid to say, aren't you? Huh? When they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, "Whoa, boy, they have no wine." She didn't elaborate. She just said simply to Jesus, "They have no wine." Did she think he was going to run down to the corner mart? No, no. I don't understand, but I want you to know this to me is very interesting. I know I got you standing. And Jesus said to her, now don't take this as being offensive. Now, if I'd said this to my mom like this, in their culture, it would have been went over too good. But Jesus said unto her, red letter, are you there? Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. And then his mother said to the servants, y'all still listening? Yes. Whatsoever, she turned to his servants, to these servants. Whatsoever ye saith, he saith unto you, do it. Do it. And there were set there six water pots of stone after the manner of purifying of the Jews containing two or three firkins apiece. That's quite a bit of water. Gallons of water. And he said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was, parentheses, but the servants which drew the water knew, praise God, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, that doesn't mean when they were well drunk. It means when they had drunk a lot. You see the difference? When they were had well drunk, then that which is worse was served. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. Praise God. Did you get all that? I want you to lift your hands this way. I'm going to try to preach on something here. I want you to lift your hands this way and ask the Lord to help me. Sweet Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, praise the Lord. Thank you much for standing, and I feel like I want to. There's a lot of preaching in here, but I want us to dwell on this latter part here, where I'm going to try to preach along these lines. I want you to notice what the governor of the feast had to say about the wine. He was in comparison, amen, what the Lord had done compared to what had been done previously, and you know. They had a certain amount of anticipation when they come to this wedding. And the anticipation was, you know, here's the way, here's the precedent that's set. We're going to get the best wine first. They all knew that. And when it says best, then it's talking about the sweetest. That's not watered down. That's not bitter. How many knows the commandment Solomon in his wisdom told the Israel people not to look upon the wine when it moveth itself aright. How many knows it giveth its color in the cup? He said that's not good. That's not good to drink. And so when they came to this wedding, amen, how many is glad Jesus goes to weddings? Huh? Praise God. How many is glad you can take him home with you? Hallelujah. Huh? Praise God. And so, I want to liken this today. I want to liken this wine as a spiritual analogy. The Bible used it often in the Bible. And this, if you look in the scripture, amen, you'll see that wine represented joy, amen, and mirth and rejoicing. Amen. And when the wine in Joel, when the wine was dried up, it was significant. It was significant that the joy had withered away. Somebody say amen. Do I need to turn and read that? I don't think I need to turn and read that. Amen. But you know, Christ came to this wedding. Amen. And you know that, I think that speaks a lot about our Savior. Amen. People have a mentality. Amen. Of God. You know, that, I don't know where they've created it. Praise God. But I want you to look, I love Jesus. I love the way he operated, don't you? And here he got an invitation. Aren't you glad? Sometimes I wonder about why us holiness preachers don't get any invitations. That's another sermon. Praise God. But he had such a nature about him. And I'm not going to dwell. What I'm going to preach on is where this part of the verse right here where the governor was expounding on the how unorthodox and out of the main flow this wine was. It came in the wedding at the wrong time. The way human beings had to expect it. Made it. I don't know how many times I'll get to do that. Hey, about, hey, do you like coming to church and being able to predict when the best wine is coming? Oh, we're going to get it first. And then it's going to get worse from there. Then the preacher gets up. And then it's purgatory. I don't know, that's a Greek word or something. I don't know where that came from, but hey, these people, I would love to have revival, amen, where the Lord got his hand, amen, in the goings on. Somebody say amen. And that old governor, he didn't know. And I'll tell you what, the first drink I had of this, I didn't really know where it came from either. I'll just tell you, all I know is this is the best thing I've ever had in my life. Woo, come on now. You know what I think we forget sometimes, amen, and I know why, amen. Because we're just used to the status quo. Ho-hum. Best wine first, not so good in the middle, and bleh to end. Amen. But there's something different. And he called the groom over. Here comes the old groom. He's got this goofy grin on his face. Well, maybe not. But you know, could have had. He was just on cloud nine. He just got married to his sweetheart. Woo-hoo. That is the way the first time after one. I don't know, it probably ain't. Woo-hoo. It's a little quiet in here. Huh? I'm going to tell you. Are you listening to me? Hey, praise God. You know, the joy of the Lord in Joel had withered away. The drink offering had withered away. What did you bring today to offer unto the Lord? Somebody going to help me preach a little? But here's what I want you to notice. Amen. At the end of this, he called the groom over. And he gave credit to the groom. Somebody say amen. Woo! I want to tell you young preachers something here. Praise God. Don't get carried away when somebody brags on you for something you really didn't have a lot to do with. Brother Ralph Horton told me as a young preacher, and I want you to write this down in your notes. He said, I'm just kidding. Boy, they ain't great with it, don't they? Huh? He said, flattery is like perfume. It's good to smell, but don't drink it. Are you with me? Oh yeah, they bragged that old groom up. He said, hey, boy, you're some kind of groom, I'm telling you. Most people bring the best, amen, out here in the beginning. But here you've waited to the end, amen. He didn't know the difference. Oh, nothing to it, boys. Ha ha, no big deal. He didn't know. Amen. I want to tell you. Amen. You may say, we've reached our pinnacle. Amen. We've done all that we can do. Amen. It'll never get any better than this. Oh, hold on just a minute. Amen. I want to preach on the best is yet to come. I wish somebody would say amen. And you know what it is? You know why it makes it the best is yet to come? When God gets his hand in it. When the Son of God speaks over it. Amen. Come on now. You say, I don't believe you can preach no better than that. Amen. Come on now. Amen. It's not the end of this thing. I know in man's, amen, comparisons, you make, amen, top out and then start, amen, declining. Oh, come on now. I feel like preaching to somebody in this house here this morning. Amen. The best is yet to come. Hey, amen, those that drew the water, amen, they knew what was behind it all. Amen, and I'm not an authority. I'm just a servant that's drawing water. But I do know what a miracle has happened in my life and in your life. And the best is yet to come. Feel the Holy Ghost. Y'all feel Him yet? Brother John, one guy, and I've just been humorous. I do that about once a year, you know. And this guy, I'd really got anointing to preach. Rarely felt Him swallow me up in anointing. And so I was in a big old meeting, thousands of people there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And this fella came up, Brother Ryan, and he said, "Oh, brother, God really anointed you today." I said, "Well, thank you, but I got to warn you. Really? When you get blessed like that, the devil's got a trap laid for you."
Yes, he does.
He kind of scared me, you know, and I said, "Well, I think you're the second person who's told me that today." He said, "Really?" I said, "Yeah, the devil, he said something like that too. Seemed like y'all are getting together on this." You say, "Is he still your friend?" Sort of. Huh? Oh, it's going downhill from here, is it? We maxed out here. Hey, man, it's about our quota. Is that right? Oh, Brother Bill, he's getting a little long in the tooth here. Anybody's going to start going, "Oh, no, don't tell me that. Don't put me out to pasture. I don't like grass that well." Oh, you ain't getting this, are you? Woo! Save the best for last. Are you listening to me? Amen. Read for me. Are you visiting? Would you care to read? Don't mess up now. I believe it's Psalm 92? There toward the end. Amen. The righteous are like what? What's it say? I can get back up there, but it'd take a lot of time. Huh? The righteous flourish like the palm tree. Read that right there. Listen to this. The righteous, any volunteers? Two of us. We've got our good crowd that preaches to the lost here. Huh? The righteous do what? Flourish! Woo, feel the Holy Ghost right here. Amen. They have no wine. They want wine. Amen. Come on now. Look around. Amen. Hey. Amen. You may look bored. Amen. Come on. Just drag to church. Rather mow the yard and go to church. You've lost your mind. Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. Amen. I've noticed. You know what I think's wrong, brother? Am I doing any good? Can I go to 11? Amen. Amen. Can I tell you, we don't come to church thinking we've already had the best wine. It's going to be something watered down or putrid or something not good for us. I come in here saying, amen, I preached last night. I'm going to try to be better tonight. I'm going to win somebody this year and two somebodies next year. And our preacher's going to keep on getting anointed because the Lord has turned the water into wine. Hallelujah. Read that, preacher. This man's got a good reading voice. You ought to try to use him here this week if you can. Like the palm tree. Grow. Flourish. Oh, I tell you what, we you know, there ain't many of us, but praise God. You know, we're holiness. Hey, you need a little wine. Somebody say amen. I tell you, well, we can't have too much joy here. But we're going to heaven, are you? Sounds like you're about to decide to do it the other way. You say, "Well, I'm not charismatic." Well, give you a button. Huh? That ain't saying much, is it, huh? Come on now. Hey, man, come on. I'm not an emotional preacher. Oh, get off of that. You ever heard the term leap for joy? How many knows who quoted that first? Anybody know? Huh? Jesus quoted that in the New Testament. He said, "Leap for joy." How many knows what that means? Woo! Somebody
church. Amen. Hey, come on, church. We're at this wedding here. We've got a deficiency. We've run out of the wine. We've run out of the man-made wine. We've run out of the best we can do. Is the best we can do the best there is?
Feel the Holy Ghost.
I said, is the best we can do the best there is? Oh no, the Son of God, amen, who was petitioned, amen, just to give this groom a little relief. Because you know, if he hadn't moved, amen, the groom would not, amen, have got commended. He'd have got condemned. Amen, you had this crowd invited and you ran out of wine. Amen, you're not much of a host. I don't even know if this woman should have married you, but it didn't turn out like that, and it didn't turn out like that for me, because the Lord in secret, amen, turned my water into wine.
Would you care to read? Those that shall be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. In the courts of our God. Read.
They shall still bring forth.
Ho, 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 ho. There's a word in there, and I know it's, I want you to interpret this right. The word steal, and it's not talking about that kind of steal. We got to clarify things up here in these mountains, you know. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. Oh, he's seen his best days. Hey. I'm about to get a little bit sideways here. He's seen his best day. Oh, I remember when old Uncle Joe, he could preach a fire down. Oh, it ain't like it used to be.
I wish we knew the whole story about Uncle Joe.
Come on. Quiet over here. When the pastor gets quiet, I'm out of here. Praise God. Come on now. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Man, I can't remember where it's at, brother. Somebody let the Lord lead him right here. The Bible in the 7th chapter, verse, it says, amen, the end. You're not helping me, are you? Raise your hand if you haven't been helping me and you're going to try harder. Raise your hand right here. Okay. Listen. Have you found it, preacher man? Better is the end of the thing. How many feels like you're in the end of the thing? The last days. Amen. Come on now. Woo! Somebody say amen. You're called for such a time as this. Somebody say amen. Read a little more. Read a little more. Come on. The patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Did you get that? That's an awesome scripture right there. The patient in the spirit. That's the pastors. That other one don't need the pastor. Hello out there in Radio Land. Just keep your cards and letters coming. Hallelujah. The proud in spirit. But the patient in spirit. We come to the house of God. Oh, the best is yet to come. It could be tonight. This could be the night I get more sanctified. This could be the night I get more filled with the Holy Ghost. This could be the night that God calls me. Amen. In the community. This could be the night my little kids get the Holy Ghost. This could be the night, amen, somebody gets healed and runs around the church house. Although those were days in the past. How I read on, brother. Listen to this.
Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry. Say not now. What's caused the former days to be better than these days? Well, there's another part of this verse. Thou dost not inquire wisely. You think it can get any quieter than this? I think I heard my go fetch it time a minute ago. Huh? No, but I remember when I, come on now, you do not wise. Amen. Always. Are you listening to me? Always looking back. I get a crick in my neck when I'm always looking back. Amen. Come, somebody say amen. Woo! Hey, what are we gonna do right now? We've already gathered together. We're out of wine. But Lord, we have some good wine. We can have good wine now. Cause the Son of God, amen, is in this house. Amen. And all we gotta do is do what He bids us to do. Hey, guy. Ooh, I feel like shouting right here. Praise God. Ooh, sweet Lamb of God. Amen. He got that old groom over there. And he said, hey, pal, I just want to commend you. Man, you did it different than anybody I've ever been to the wedding. Here it is. It's toward the end of the wedding. And here we are, the best, sweetest, amen. They'd boil that stuff down. They even called it, amen, wine honey. Because it was so sweet and they could store that. How many knows? I know this from experience. If you keep that grape juice sealed, it don't ferment. Now some of you ex, say amen right there. Huh? You say, how do you know that? Because I've unsealed some. I'd say that like that. But mama would can all that sweet Concord grape juice. And of course my older brother is the one put me up to it. You can uncork that and let that air and watch that, and it would get nasty. Huh? It's like the old boy, and you probably heard me tell it, that had got some of that old brew off out of that steel and come up there and got all us young boys around. He said, let's pass this around. And he said, I'll go first. And I was this young boy watching. And he took a big drink of that, and he went, tears run down his face. And then he said, that's good. And I said, liar, liar, paint's on fire. And I got out of the circle. Somebody say amen. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Amen. You could drop that old, according to what I've read, you could drop that old earthen pitcher down in the well. Amen. Sealed really good. You say, well, they couldn't seal things. They sealed the ark. They sealed that whole thing down. Drop it in there. Have a wedding. Pull out that best wine. Uncork it. Amen. Break the seal. Pour out that fresh. Amen. The guy's name is Welch. Welch's. Yeah. And there he went. Down he goes. Are you listening to me? You know what? You need some refreshing. You're living in an arid country. You're in the fight of your life. Every now and then. Amen. You need to turn your water. Amen. Oh, water's good. But wine is better. Oh, come on now. Amen. You need to turn your water into wine. I can't do it. I've read all the self-help books. I've been to every camp meeting. Amen. I've tried everything. I was even nice to my wife for a week. Good, man. You're doing great. Then the Lord steps in. By request. Am I doing all right? I believe it's the second chapter of Haggai. Yeah, I want the verse where it says the glory of the former. You see it? Hear me. The glory of this latter house. Now this is hard for us to comprehend. I've got 8 minutes. And then Brother Gabbard will be coming in here to show you really what a preacher can do.
We're saving the best for last. That fits right into my sermon here. Listen to this. Hear me. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former.
Saith the Lord of hosts.
How many believes that? How could it be? I guess the former house was the temple Solomon built. And it's incredible. How many is with me here this morning? Are you with me? Hey, amen. You say, brother, we just don't feel like laughing. You know, I've been to church, went to church before. So happy that I made my audience mad. I mean, when somebody is wanting to pout around, don't try to cheer them up. Just give them a little ease off. They'll bite your finger off. Huh? You ever have one of my grandkids will get, now they're a little bit easier to deal with, you know. My granddaughter got in the car with me the other day and she was pouting. Boy, she had to pull her bottom lip right and throw it up in the car, so to speak. And I thought, hey, sugar button, how you doing today? Woo, beautiful day, isn't it? Look at this sun shining. Ain't you glad it ain't raining today? Hey, let's go by the Dairy Queen. Yeah! Woo! Let's go by the Dairy Queen. I tell you, I want to do my church like that sometime. Amen. You know what I need to do is get up and say, okay, church, ain't going to preach tonight. Yeah! Praise God. I don't know what it takes, but I want to tell somebody down and out here today. Amen. The Lord's at the marriage. The Lord came. He was called and he came out of courtesy. He's here today where two or three are gathered in his name. There he is in the midst of them. He's here. You brought water. Amen. You brought the best you could do. Amen. And that's all it's asked. But he can do better. Amen. Than you can do. Do you know what I think? And brother, you can correct me at 6 this evening, but let me know if you're going to and I won't come, okay? But I think when he said the glory of the, amen, how's it said it again? The glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. When you look at Solomon, and you know what happened? How many knows the glory failed? The priest couldn't even minister. And boy, that's something to write home about. And all them sheep and all that stuff they had slaughtered and all the thousands of people in there and that beautiful, amen, tabernacle and the glory filled it. Oh, man. What? Oh, but he said the glory of the latter house, amen, will be better than the former. Brother John, he was trying to cheer him up. Are you listening to me? Cause some of them were crying. And some were laughing. And it wasn't, they just wasn't getting together on it. Amen. And the reason some were crying, they were remembering how it used to be. Amen. And Ecclesiastes told us, you're not wise. Amen. To think. Amen. And compare us to the former day. Amen. Come on now. Woo! Amen. You know what I think he was talking about when Jesus and his apostles, amen, healed people. Amen. In that house. Are you listening to me? Are you helping me? Preach. I'll tell you what, amen, Solomon was a great king, but a greater than Solomon is here, and his glory is greater. Are you listening to me? And he's in this house right now. You say, but we're in the last days. It's not too late for Jesus. Amen. We've about run out of all we can do with our visitation. Amen. And our broadcast and our witnessing. We've got to turn this water over to Jesus. Us and save our churches. Am I right? I mean, he's getting this. The new wine.
Anybody ever drank it? Huh? How many's filled with the Spirit here this morning? Oh, these are drunk. Amen. Not like you suppose. He didn't deny that they'd been drinking wine. It's just not like you suppose. All right, come on now. I'm almost done. Everybody says, praise the Lord. I want to tell you, I've been pastoring since 1983. It's 34 years. And I love holiness, don't y'all? And I found out, I don't know if I'd call this wisdom or not, but after 34 years of this, I have found out it's a lot easier to get people to live the standards if they've been drinking a little. Am I right or not? Huh? And if we can legislate holiness, whoop, you can't come in here. Let me measure you. Let me measure. All right, you pass that down. You that out the door. And so you're going to have a great church. You can look my church over, brother. You won't see no worldliness in my church. All four of them. You say, I thought you believed in holiness. I do. You can't legislate it. Huh? They got to be born again. Full of the Spirit. How many knows the Spirit will guide us in all truth? And you'll love it. You won't come in begrudging and say, oh, Lord, we'll have to hear that again. Oh, I know what he's going to say next time. You know, but they come in, amen, with the joy of the Lord. We can't afford to let the joy wither away in our spirit. Amen. We've got to be not just witnesses. We've got to be a living witness. Not just in our word, but in our deed. Amen. I think I've had it. I'm quitting. Did y'all get this? Every man at the beginning does set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then the worse. But thou hast kept the good wine till now. What was I saying about the steal a while ago? They shall still bear fruit in their old age. Huh? Anybody know what that word steal means? Huh? They shall still, even after all this time, even here at the end of their age, they're still bearing fruit. Huh? That gives me hope. How about you? Come on now. Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. I know. You ain't going to believe this. But I'm the same age as Sister Prescott. I know. I was going to tell you how old, but I ain't going to dare now. We're a lot younger than Brother Prescott, aren't we? No, actually, we're not, are we? Well, I definitely ain't going to mention our age. But that gives me hope. Now, I'm going to tell you, when I first got the Holy Ghost, I was 19. I shouted and rolled in the floor and danced and jerked and shouted up and down under the pews for 2 hours. It just don't take me as long to get saturated as it used to. Huh? And I used to run around the church. And here, a couple of years ago, I felt that urge to run. And man, I went to going at it. And I got about halfway, and my nephew was sitting in the aisle. And I said, son, finish this. Huh? What I thought was anointing was vim and vigor. But you can still shout. Say amen. Oh, yeah. Still yet. Still got it? Still got it. Still bearing fruit, still bearing fruit. Sometimes we get old and we think because we got seniority we can be hateful. Seniority don't give you the right to be hateful. You need to go back to drinking. I think I'm definitely through. Saying? How many believes this? How many understands what I was preaching about? I was just using this for analogy of the spirit life. And you know, we have a tendency, once we've read the Bible through and, you know, and studied, and maybe went to Bible school and maybe pastored for a long time, sometimes we'll get the naive thought that we've arrived and that we really don't, we can make our own wine. What a miserable idea that is. Huh? We're like the old boy. I went to his wedding, and I thought it was the neatest idea. But when they came down the aisle, and everybody was throwing, back in that day, it was rice. It's birdseed now. But they had jacked his car up, put some blocks under the axles, or how they did it. Barely had his wheels off. You know where this is going, don't you? So he got in, waved at everybody, kissed his mom, got in the car. Hey, man, looked over and winked at his girlfriend, or wife now. Now, just one person involved here. I want you to know that right now. And I loved it when he pulled her down and drive. Whoo! Didn't go nowhere. Sometimes I think that's how we're doing. We're waving. We're coming to church. Waving, taking the offering, counting the offering, welcoming all the visitors, get in the pulpit, rev up this nice new car all shined up. Woo! We ain't going nowhere. There's something wrong. We've not engaged, amen, with the Spirit. Can you say amen? Amen. I've already had you stand. I don't know what else to do now. I don't want to have you sit down. I'm going to turn it over to the preacher.